This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and safety and may His mercy be upon you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Ramadan. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We already closing on a 10th of Ramadan, and for some of us, the 10th has already been completed. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today's episode of our series, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is related to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself, because the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, the final testament, the timeless miracle, provides us not just moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but countless moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, brothers and sisters in Islam, as I said, it's the timeless miracle. Every miracle came and went with its prophet. It came with its prophet and it departed with its prophet. We don't have the stick of Musa alayhi salam, and we don't have the healing powers of Isa alayhi salam, but we have the Quran. That was the greatest miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we recited subhanallah as it was revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's promised to preserve it. It is also in the Quran, the final testament and the timeless miracle. This book, brothers and sisters in Islam, it provides us, as I said, not just moments with Allah, but countless moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His words subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, brothers and sisters in Islam. Ponder over that for a moment, right? We have with us kalimat Allah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus the pious before us used to say, like Umar ibn Khattab, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises in rank nations and debases nations depending on their proximity to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how close they are to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how distant they are from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, we're in the month of Quran, and Allah has created an entire ecosystem to assist us really attaching ourselves with the Quran and adopting it as a companion. We are in the month of the Quran first and foremost, and Allah changed the shayateen to assist us to be closer to His book. And also He limits our attachment to the dunya, for He forces us away from food and drink. And again, that brings us closer to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But brothers and sisters, Ramadan isn't just the month in which we have a relationship with the Quran. Yes, it is the month in which the Quran was revealed, but not the only month with regards to the Quran. It's meant to be a month that instigates true transformation in terms of our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi, rahimahullah, a great Hanbali jurist, he said that it is disliked for a person not to complete the entire reading of the Quran within 40 days, within 40 days, meaning for them to go past 40 days and they haven't completed reading the entire Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. And Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, the famous Maliki faqih and scholar and mufassir as well, he says that 40 days is the time period for the weak ones and those who are extremely busy, yani ulul ashghal, as he says. And weak here means meaning they have health impediments, and also you could take his instruction to refer to those who have a weakness even in faith. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, a weakness in terms of their relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, what about those who don't complete the reading of the Quran after 60 days, after 90 days, after 120 days, subhanAllah, maybe not even the whole year, and they only maybe do a khatam, a completion in Ramadan. SubhanAllah, subhanAllah. You know, Abu Zinad from the Tabi'een, he would say that I would leave my home in Medina at the time of Fajr and I wouldn't pass a home except that you'd hear people reciting the Quran. La ilaha illallah. Imagine that, brothers and sisters in Islam, that early, kick off the day, reciting the Quran before they head out to the Fajr prayer. And Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he says, I never ever found anything more refreshing and replenishing to the mind, more soothing to the heart, and more serene to a person's chest and self, and more sweet to a person's demeanor than continuous looking into the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed it is It is the replenishment for the people of understanding and people of true knowledge. SubhanAllah. This is, what the giants of this ummah, those giants, and I always say, whose shoulders we trying to balance on? SubhanAllah. I mean, we can't even go with them toe to toe, and we can't even stand on their shoulders. We're trying to balance on their shoulders. These amazing people, they were attached to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in their statements are lessons for us, brothers and sisters in Islam, that if we want to ascend, then let us transcend our barriers with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and really, brothers and sisters in Islam, connect with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yeah, connecting doesn't mean reading, and at the start you can't wait to finish, that as soon as I start reading the book, my only desire is to finish the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But really connecting with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you open it with love, and you open it with care, and you open it with desire, and you spend time with it with love and care and desire, just like you would with someone who endeavor to meet and love to meet, someone who really all of your heart and your soul and your mind and your body and yourself really wants to meet. Like when we also see, subhanAllah, in people when they love with each other, they always want to be with their beloved, and they sad when they're away from their beloved, and they yearn to be united. That is the relationship that we should have with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's beloved to us, and as such, we yearn for it, we love it, we miss it, we can't wait to open it and spend time with it, and our desire is not to finish it as soon as we start reading it. And then, inshallah, we will see, subhanAllah, it being a companion with us after we pass away, when you're in the grave and it's dark and you see the light, subhanAllah, and you won't recognize this light and the reasoning for this light, and this person will say, I am your companion from the time when you were alive. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you spend time with, I'm here to guide you, to protect you, to be a means for you. And as we also see in countless narrations, not just in the grave, but even beyond the grave, for a person will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran will be defenders of the person, will be similar to how lawyers argue on behalf of their client, the defendant, to support their claim towards some opportunity, and our opportunity no doubt will be Jannah, meaning Surah Al-Imran and Surah Al-Baqarah will be a means for us to pass that test with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are other surahs in the Quran, and each surah has its fair share of virtues that you and I really need to earn salvation in this life before the next. And brothers and sisters in Islam, let's face it, you know, we will always, always, always be busy. Being busy is not an excuse when it comes to not finishing the Quran, at least in 40 days, brothers and sisters in Islam, and preferably in 30 days, brothers and sisters in Islam. We will even die having bills to pay, having things to do, having tasks to complete. The angel of death doesn't wait for us to become free from our busy time. And, you know, one last thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, I have a principle that I live by, and that is, we're never too busy to do the things that are important. Never. If we are too busy, it only means that the things we're too busy for are not that important. So remember that, brothers and sisters in Islam, because no matter how busy we are, we always have time for ourselves and for the things that are important to us. So make the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala important to you, and you will never ever be busy for it. In fact, you will be busy with it, creating moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.